当咱们没当个几天，我当家庭老多就去叫了叫我结婚。上帝从我这最近的一位就是我得到一些上帝究竟艰难的人一位一位就是我告诉我现在我跟着你我叫我的人一位我一位你一叫他一位你为我的辣椒当然我也给到了当然应该就是到了你也给能当然多了跟你讲那些当我上帝给到大队逐渐多马就是那边他当年曾经成绩也光的乱乱那个杨桃花作为上帝的红包中国去去年吧你都头发的家庭吧一切都传递兄弟你三天最近都两个方向各种混淆所谓把杀掉这三把是
It is important to set a nice motivation by thinking that I must achieve a complete, perfect, peerless Buddhahood as soon as quickly as possible in order to benefit all another sentient beings whose number is infinite like space. For that purpose, one should listen to this teaching carefully and put it to practice.
Somebody tell me 2 years, and then put the clothes on to me, then by the answer, he said he is. For you to be lumpy to them, something to see me more, he said we don't need your money.
The topic you're going to listen today is the condensed meaning of the path of the Vajra vehicle, the essence of the nectar of the great secret, composed by Kiti Losan Tile Denpa Gyatso. So this, in order to explain this text, there are three outlines. The first one is the meaning of the title, and the second one is the meaning of the text, and then the third one is conclusion. So among these, the first one, we have already have completed.
对对对，那你把共同结伴得了，把这囊西塞就顺平，结伴了就归我，对住准备，啊，圆明了对嘛意思。但啊，那你把结伴你结伴过吧，咱别的用不上去结伴对嘛意思。反正是什么结伴，他就没做就是，塞就是没有用嘛意思。
So the meaning of the text is explained under three headings. First one is Shevala Jubipo. The first one is the door for entering the explanation. And the second one is the finally setting out the explanation itself, the text itself, or you can also say,the delineation of the text, and then the explanation of the completion of the text. So there are three headings.
What is that? That's Tango. The Lahane, Choga, Joba, Tang, Sambar, Tam, Java, Sachi, Niyo, Yamax.
So the door for entering the explanation is explained under two headings.First one is the expression of homage. Second one is promise to compose the text. So these two outlines already been explained.
That ni was, ane kiba ni wan koba si andi yamba. Dora ta nasi sachi ni kisa. Ane kiabi temba kona pandu jingyo mosu temba.
And in terms of the finally setting out the explanation itself, is explained under further two headings. First one is the presentation of the conqueror's teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. And second, the presentation of the drawers of the different sequences for entering the teachings. So in terms of the first outline, the presentation of the conference teachings to be the sole entrance way for those desiring liberation. The root text for that is actually in Tibetan. There's one line and a half, which reads the supreme of all entrance ways for beings who desire liberation is the Sadhu's teachings.
어떤 얘기다? 아 탈완도가 그래 아 단도지기입니다. 여기야 그 등가단 또 네 말씀을 봐. 네가 여기야 아는 모두 사장님이 된 도가 기동세 아는 탈도 여기야 된다. 네 탈완도 단도 이제 있고 아 여기야 되는 말이죠.
So those beings who desire liberation has two objective goals. One is called the temporary goal, and which is attaining higher status, higher rebirths. And then second one is the long-term goal, or which is referring to attaining liberation or enlightenment.
어떤 얘기다? 어떤 얘기다? 루비타 친척 말고 받다. 그러면 더 상이 좀 되는 얘기다.
So in terms of complete unmistaken method in order to attain those two goals, objective goals, all the methods or means to attain that, you know, those two objective goals are explained in the teachings of the Buddha.
어떻게인자다아다나쇼나스아무소소분도이그동들도부터받치아무나나우바미바인자다단도기부그어느유목효도줄와다든도와상이좀내지기를때마다되지서
if you engage into the Buddha's teachings or the path shown by Buddha, the Buddha, it has no, it never deceive you. It is the truth. It is the complete means to attain the goals.
That such a nivas, ane teta vite batala ta yogi gurumba, re munda vite ta kote basa such a te yungo yimarewa.
So such a, you know, a teaching, a Sadhu's teaching. There are different ways to enter into that, you know, entrance way of the Buddha's teaching. So therefore, the second outline comes. So this second outline is explained under further two headings. First one is the general divisions of vehicles. And second one, the B, is the divisions of the great
vehicle.
So first we need to explain that the general divisions of the
vehicles.
And in terms of root text, there are 4.5 line in terms of Tibetan root text, which reads, the doors of the vehicles for entering them are presented to be the conduct free from attachment for those who aspire to the lesser. to be the grounds and perfections for those who aspire to the vast and to be the conduct that is together with attachment for those who aspire to the profound. Moreover, they are condensed in the baskets of the great and small vehicles, and the lesser is divided into healers and solitary realizer vehicles. So then the Dhomba Dhoje Chang, which means Dhomba means teacher, Vajra teacher, is not someone who's supreme being from very beginning. Who's supreme, who's permanent, who's independent being from the valid being, okay, who's not valid, permanent, independent from primordial. Who's independent. So, at the very beginning, from initially, the teacher Vajra, Dhomba Dhoje Chang, which is referring to Buddha Shakyamuni. Initially, who is exact like us, an ordinary person. But initially, he generated
bodhicitta.
So the Buddha have generated bodhicitta in the hell realm, because although he was intelligent with great wisdom, but somehow he took rebirth in a hell realm, and he was he generated extremely great compassion. Okay, out of karma. Okay, he took rebirth in a hell realm out of his karma, previous karma, right? And he generated strong compassion towards the beings in hell realm. Particularly this, you know, his friend who pulls chariot. Okay.
That he Jesus, on the tiny, Tsepunis, the Hyula, Ginigan, the Deva Roman was in young. That tiny young, I'm a Giva, now he said.
And from that, you know, from a hell realm, then the next he took rebirth in a goblin, and he spent many years, and then, exhausted his karma to be there, and then the third rebirth is taking in the human realm. So he's taking the rebirth of this particular being whose name is Zangkingi Kyu Nangji. Kyu Nangji means young, radiant. Okay, Zangking means the someone who makes what do you call that? Porter. mix clay pot and
oh,
stuff.
Pot.
Like
potter.
Potter. Because mm-hmm. Potter's son called the Radiant Son. At that time, the Buddha, at that time is called the Great Shakyamuni Buddha. The Great Shakyamuni Buddha, Nanje met Great Shakyamuni Buddha. So Kiyunanje made this offering to the Great Shakyamuni Buddha with a parasol or umbrella and a pair of shoes and a clay pot, you know, a polished clay pot. Made these offerings and he spread these five grains as a substitute for flowers, okay, and then generated bodhicitta. So then he met this stone supplication prayers by saying, May I be able to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all other sentient beings by the merit of these offerings. This is, you know, the how Buddha Shakyamuni initially generated bodhicitta, which is explained in the text called the sutra called the Fortunate. Fortunate Ones Sutra. The Sutra of the Eons. And in the middle, he accumulated the merit and wisdom for three
incalculable eons.
So in terms of accumulation of merit in the middle, there are different views or different assertions by different schools. The two lower schools, the Vashika and Visuddha Tantrikas, according to them, Buddha Shakyamuni, or in the middle, he accumulated these two merits until the great path of sin. According to Tepachimbu Lula Sudivan
again,
according to Mind Only School and Madhyamika schools, the first accumulation, first eon of accumulation, 서른첩일내급수 까지 담에 담에 담에
쏟았어.
During the path of accumulation and path of preparation, we have accumulated the first the merit, the first eon's merit, first incalculable eon's merit. And from the Satana, the first Bhumi to the seventh, this is called the seven impure Bhumis. During these Bhumis, accumulated second yin merit, the merit of the second yin. Okay, so this is called the eon of incalculable eons. Eon.
The second incalculable eons.
And during the three pure grounds, which is referring to 8th, 9th, and 10th Bhumis, or the grounds, during these accumulated the last or the third accumulation of merit of the incalculable eons.
Yeah. 동의
And in terms of Buddha attained enlightenment after accumulating this merit for three incalculable eons, that is accepted by all the Buddhist ten schools. So according to Mahayana schools, okay, the Mahayana and the Madhyamikas, according to them, Buddha already attained enlightenment in the in Akanishta in a form of and attained the enlightenment of Sambhogakaya. Who possess these five characteristics, and that is also like even eons, many eons before he already attained the enlightenment. And according to those Mahayana schools, that one of the emanations of that Sambhogakaya actually descends to India, Bodhgaya. And attained, it's like a pretend to, attain, enlightenment in Bodhgaya, but it already attained. It's an emanation of Sambhogakaya.
From Walkman.
It's a Nirmana Kaya.
Yeah.
From
Walkman.
Say again?
Walkman? Akanishta.
Akanishta.
That's the name. That's the name.
But according to lower schools such as Vedashika and Swatantrika, their assertion is that the Shakyamuni Buddha was an ordinary person when he was born as a Siddhartha. Siddhartha was an ordinary person.
phong only, say some says phong is only gong when you could say good pardus and then cut it to me and yes, young way.
Who was in a born as a prince of the what is his father's name? Do you know that?
Shugabana.
And he was a prince, and you know, what do you call that? He's in a kingdom for until 29 years old.
Yes, Pandis, and into the number of Tondu, according to the Koran, sending the Rabbit Universe.
And when he was 29, he decided to abandon the kingdom and, you know, left the kingdom, was left behind, and went to this particular Chodin Stupa. I don't know the exact name. But then there, he cut out this pure stupa, actually, Nambadun is pure, complete stupa. He went there and cut his hair by himself and became a Rabchun.
Right. That then is, when Chua Naranda Satishu and Ramdhan, Lodhu Kavajin.
And then he practiced this ascetic practice for 6 years, the nearby Narajani River.
That in it, a doji navy, Changju, the Sindong, the Penny, what, honey? I think about it, honey, Sindong, Jimmo Dongi, the Yunis, or other. Honey, so that the dupes, honey, Gonga, Yamber Hills, and the Sandy, the Sijoma, the Gongs, so naive.
Then eventually, you know, from that meditation, from that retreat, you returned back, went to the Bodhi tree. You know, then under the Bodhi tree, he sat there, you know, with a cross legs, and meditated. So in the evening, late evening, he tamed Maras and went into, you know, meditative equipoise. The midnight and attained enlightenment in an early dawn. So up to that point, until that meditative equipoise in the midnight, when he was 35, up to that he was an ordinary person. And in terms of the rest of the paths, okay, the path of seeing, path of meditation, path of preparation, okay, path of preparation, path of seeing, path of meditation, and path of noble learning. These four paths are actually completed within that period of time, that meditation, that session.
Very short.
The way in which they attained enlightenment is not the same in terms of those different schools. You know, different schools have different assertions. So he didn't teach, you know, he didn't turn the will of Dharma for 49 days after attaining enlightenment.
That then is, I mean, then
and at the end of the 49th day, Shivajila, after 49 days, then he turned the will of Dharma of the four noble truths in Sarnath, Varanasi.
What is he that has a deal on Yogi TV go, said it TV go to that. Sabi Eva Tibache, you need to do in Barcelona.
Was
it? Is it that? To watch home with the member of Moore's Chagrati Joba Dons? Is that in a year?
Was
said it that? These two the day in Barcelona.
Chagrachova said to be the house.
Mela Moore, Chagrati Joba Dons, said what?
Was that the day she has chocolates?
Oh, that Chagrati Joba.
Okay, so in go back to the text, it says, okay, page 2, the doors of the vehicles for entering them, right? So there are two types of, you know, vehicles, great vehicle and lesser vehicle, right? So then the during the first turning of the will of Dharma, the teachings the teaching, the subject matter, it includes taught the conduct free from attachment for those who are aspired to the lesser.
Not me by the Moa, some doing by the way. Cheduta, Cheddujava, and the Ramiki, which you do that, Chedu and the Tarawa Tondu near doing by the way. Tondi Yankee. Tarada, Chagrati Lambens on by the way.
So the Tao teachings that, you know, which is the conduct or which free from attachment, for those who are merely interested attaining liberation for themselves. So if in terms of, you know, turning the will of Dharma, they have three different, you know, will of Dharma, three different, you know, turnings of the will of Dharma. The first one is the main one, is the Four Noble Truths, as well as there are teachings regarding Vinaya and so forth. There are many different teachings. So when it says the conduct free from attachment is referring to the Vinaya practices. Okay, so become ordained, you know, become a monastic, hold the monastic life, and practice Vinaya, and so forth.
Also,
also it's the presented is, you know, what is presented here is the sutras or the teachings that taught particularly for lesser practitioners. In terms of Vinaya, during the first turning, the Vinaya which is taught during the first turning of the world is not only the Vinaya taught by the Buddha. You know, Vinaya is taught during the entire life of the Buddha.
There's more.
Because you know, during his entire life, there's things that, you know, what should be done, what should be avoided, you know, in terms of, you know, being a monastic or ordained person, right? So he indicated, you know, what should be done and what should not be done.
That didn't.
So these are the Vinaya teachings. The collection of these are the Vinaya teachings.
That Jachen Lamu Sadhu Paro Chin said that. Ani Jachenbo Lamu Bhata Zola and Sadhu Paro Chin did not get them by his own.
Yes. And those who aspired or desire to the profound, Jachen is a profound, translated it as profound. Buddha taught
Yachin Kasa.
Yachin profound. Sorry, that's not the one, actually. Okay, those who aspire to the vast, we taught the grounds and perfections. So that includes, you know, the 10 grounds, 5 paths, 6 perfections. So the entire discourse for the for Mahayana practitioners. So this teaching is referring to the second turning of the Dhamma, taught at the vulture's peak. So the audience or the disciples for that particular teaching is actually from Mahayana path. Take Mahayana practitioners, right? Mahayana, you said that?
Mahayanas.
Okay, they're those beings who hold Mahayana lineage. And taught the perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So in terms of perfection of Wisdom Sutra, there are many, there are varieties of sutras, right? So the main ones, there's called the 6 mothers and 11 childs. Those are 18, and you said Jubilee, 17 mother and son-like perfection of Wisdom Sutras.
Son-like.
Mother and
son. Mother and son.
Mother and
children. Can we say children?
Room 6, says that case, says you got it. The bridge of a hole there.
On Tanya, it's a little jarred.
It just term they use, you know, it's actually sayings, mostly referring to the sons.
Yum, see, I did that. You're just more about the way you sense it, the chat's over thing here. She didn't go to the yum, she didn't have words.
And the mother, like mother, named as a mother because we did that. Okay. So, which actually, the sutra which explains or indicates, explains the completion of the eight ornament of clear realization. Clear realizations. Eight complete eight paths. Sorry about the other one. Eight paths. And those sutras which do not explain the completion of the eight paths, then it named as a sons. For example, the Ha Sutra is one of the sons.
Jiva Choloka Anumbum.
The most extensive Perfection of Wisdom Sutra has 100,000
stanzas.
And then the most condensed one is called the One Syllable Sutra, which is A. Just merely letter A. That is the most condensed one. So according to the accounts, the second tune, the Rule of Dharma, is taught the 1 year later after is attaining enlightenment.
Does that make sense?
So in terms of, you know, sutras, So when it comes to, you know, Mahayana sutras, it's the Perfection of Wisdom sutras are not the only sutras for Mahayana practitioners or Mahayanists. There are such as, you know, Kuncho Tsekpa, you know, the Kuncho Tsekpa means the piles of three jewels, you know, sutra, remember that?
Oh, the three heaps.
Three heaps, Kunjot Tsepa, heaps. Unraveling the thought, the intention of the Buddha, the sutra unraveling the thought of Buddha, or intention of the Buddha, and so forth. These are also my sutras.
Samor Mula Chakijo.
And it's the last line that says, those who desire or aspire to the profound, Buddha taught the conduct that is together with attachment. So those who inspired by or desire to the profound view and then Buddha taught the teachings how to apply or how to transform the attachment, desire attachment into the path. How to attain enlightenment through attachment. So, okay, how to attain enlightenment by practicing this conduct of with conduct that is conduct, okay, with attachment. Conduct that is together with attachment. So this is, you know, this is referring to tantric teachers, those who aspire to the profound. So in terms of when Buddha taught, when Buddha taught the tantric teachings, where Buddha taught tantric teachings, then in terms of the place, the location is called the Baden Dehong.
Shri Dhanakata.
So the Buddha turns the world, the second world of Dharma at Vulture's Peak, right, Rajagriha, a year later of attaining his enlightenment, right? So at the same time, simultaneously, he turned the rule of these tantra teachings at Shri Dhanakata, the tantric teachings here is referring to Kalachakra Tantra. That is one of the assertions, and then second assertion is that Buddha taught tantric teachings at the time of the Kalachakra Tantra, at the time of passing away into Parinirvana, as his will. Does it make sense?
As what?
How do you use the term that someone who's dying and he has these special messages for them.
As
his will.
Legacy,
will, or whatever.
Wish.
Wish, as his wish. Okay, wish list.
Not a list, though.
According to the lunar calendar, Buddha taught the Kalachakra Tantra the 15th of the third month of lunar calendar, of Tibetan calendar, and he passing away into Parinirvana the 15th day of the fourth month of lunar calendar,
Sagandala,
which is the Sagadala. During the Kalachakra teaching, Tantra, during the Kalachakra Tantra, he taught all the teachings, all the Tantra teachings, okay, all the other Tantra teachings. Most of the Tantra teachings. And Vriyasamaja is taught for this particular king in the land of Ujjain.
Indrabodhi.
Who is the king of this particular place? It's called Ujjain, land of
Odiyana.
Odiyana. Okay. Every morning this king takes a walk on the roof of his palace, right? And one morning he saw these bhikshus flying over in one direction to the other for the purpose of making ball. Is they're actually heading to north.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, heading to the west.
These
pictures are flying. They're flying.
Fully ordained monks.
They're all walking in the sky.
The monks.
From east to west.
With their begging bowls, did you say?
For the purpose of
hungry.
Begging on. And then the evening, they return back to the east. The king was wondering, the king couldn't tell whether there's human beings or birds flying over, right? And he asked his ministers, strangely, I saw these, strange birds, they're flying. Morning, they're flying from east to west, and evenings, they're flying from west to east. And the ministers, actually, they're aware, they knew this, and they told him, these are not birds, these are the bhikshus of Shakyamuni Buddha. They're going for alms, begging alms, in the morning they're going to rest, and then after, receiving the alm, they return back to the east. And then the king actually generated strong sense of faith and conviction in Buddha. in the Buddha. And he thought, you know, how wonderful it would be if such a Buddha, you know, came to my palace. It's just immediately, right now, it's like... So, of course, Buddha is enlightened with omniscient, right? So, the Buddha immediately showed up, just appeared to the palace. Then the king made extensive offerings to the Buddha and requested him to turn to teach a method to Dharma, teaching. Without becoming a monastic life, you know, with this lay person, being a lay person, he asked Bhikkhu Shakyamuni, teach me, okay, please teach me a method which can lead me to attain, by which I can attain enlightenment without, you know, receiving ordination or without abandoning the lay life. Without abandoning the desirable object, which means not becoming ordained. Does
that make sense?
And then the Buddha immediately kind of transformed into Sambhogakaya. Buddha emanated in a form of universal mala, and also emanated the mandalas of the Guhya Samaja and taught the Guhya Samaja Tantra. And he taught to give initiation, bestow initiation to the king, and taught the Guhya Samaja Tantra. So that is kind of a brief, rough account about how the Guhya Samaja teaching came to be. In terms of Hiruka Tantra, Hiruka Tantra is taught on the top of Mount Meru. So the mandala, the Hiruka mandala, is still not dismantled. It's still there.
That then,
and in terms of the Yamantaka Tantra, so there are tantras which is meant to change the malas, right? Shinji is are taught during the taming the malas. Taming the malas at the very beginning. During the taming the Mars, does it make sense?
Yes.
It says that those Shinji-mans, they, how do you say that? Yamantaka Tantra. Okay, Yamantaka Tantra, Yamantaka. There's a Yama there, right? Yamantaka.
Yeah.
So these teachings related to taming the Yamas are taught simultaneously at taming the Maras at Bodhgaya.
Yeah.
Oh.
You understand?
Under the Bodhi tree.
Under the
Bodhi
tree. In the evening.
I see. When he was taming the Maras under the Bodhi tree, he was teaching the Yamantaka. Yeah. His holiness always goes to the old guy, is stupid.
Among the four tantras, the first tantra is for the Kriya Tantra, right? The action tantra. Among the action tantra, there is different lineages. Like they call it the Tathagata lineage, which is referring to to the Namgyalma. You know Namgyalma, Juna Namgyalma, right? It's called, in Sanskrit, it's called Vijaya, right? And Dukar means the white umbrella deity, which is white umbrella. And these are taught it's called the realms of 33 gods, 33 gods realm, which is Buddha went there in order to repay the kindness of his mother passed away and reborn on that particular land, right? So during that visit, Buddha taught these lineage, the Tathagata lineage.
Moved on.
And in terms of Avalokiteshvara, Antara, and so forth, these teachings, tantras related to these particular deities are taught in the Potala, which is in modern Tibet, it's in India. There's a certain place, which is a special place for Avalokiteshvara. That is called the lotus image within the action tantra. And then there's Vajra lineage teachings and within the action tantra, right? Vajra lineage. Vajra, or something like that, in Sanskrit, but the lineage, okay? Rit means lineage there. So Vajra lineage teachings within the action tantra are taught in for specifically mixing gila somebody like to Ajanta Shastri. Okay, I don't know. Ajanta Shastri, who similarly killed his father and accumulated his heinous crime, the most serious negativities. So in order to purify his negative karma, or they would have taught the Vajra lineage teaching. So this is just really just brief, just kind of, you know, touching a little bit with Action Tantra. Action Tantra is very extensive. There are so many teachings, you know, related to Action Tantra. So all these teachings are not necessarily going to be taught in a particular one location. For example, Medicine Buddha Tantra, Sutra, sorry, Sutra was taught the Vaisali in India. Vaisali. Vaisali. And all the teachings of the performing tantra teachings, tantras, are taught in Chaikus in action, Chaikus in the performance, performing tantra, action. Chaya Tantra teachings are taught in Akanishta. Buddha were actually emanated in a form of Bharatana. Yes. And then in terms of the Yoga Tantra, there are different types of, you know, Yoga Tantras. There are such as there is a particular Yoga Tantra in order to purify the negativities to born in lower realms, right? Such as Kurik, you know, the Vairocana, which is taught in a particular pure land, or it's called a, there's no name, but it's the realm of God, this particular realm of God. And and Buddha emanated as a Vairocana with four faces, as called. So these are just brief, you know, brief explanation of this accounts of tantras. But in general, there are so many the varieties of teachings related to tantra. So then the Buddha taught all these teachings, and which was not in the written language, right? And then after Buddha passing away into Parinirvana, there are the three Buddhist conference, or the
conference,
yeah. So the first one is actually held at the Rajgir. And that was sponsored by King Ajanta Sattur. That's Ajanta Sattur. During that time, the Mahakashyapa, recited the collection of of Abhidharma. And Ananda recited the collection of sutra. And in terms of Upali, Upali recited the collection of Vinaya. At that conference, you know, there are 500 arhats gathered.
Yes.
And then the second conference was held after 110 years of Buddha's passing away in Japan and Nirvana. The second conference was sponsored by King Ashoka. And there are arhats such as renowned, his name is renowned, and so forth, 700 arhats. Renowned.
But
Yes. And in terms of third conference, was sponsored by King Kanishka. And there are actually two kind of accounts. One says the sponsor was the King Kanishka. The other says the
Pema
and Gao.
What?
Gao.
King
Pema. Pema's lotus, lotus king, and the joyful king.
What did you does? Gajo Bangaja, Tanju Sumbangaja, Sosuja,
and third conference, when you know, the participants for the third conference, there were 500 arhats and 500 bodhisattvas and 500 scholars from the representatives from ordinary beings. Around 130 years of Buddha's passing away in Japan. 130 years.
But the second is
110.
The second was 110.
Oh, 100.
The first one is what?
Go to Tamu.
That's the same year of Buddha's passing away in Tiparivan. The reason why that they held this third conference is there are some because the reason why the third conference was held is the there are four actually elders. Nepe means the senior monks. Right? The four of them has a different language, and they recited the sutra of individual liberation, which is the basis, the main reference sutra for ordained people, right? So therefore, since that sutra is recited in four different languages by four different elders or the senior monastics. That's why they held the fourth conference.
The third?
Third conference. So sorry. Name of the sutra is called the Sutra of Individual Liberation.
Oh, thank you.
So means individual, taba means liberation, there is a sutra. That is actually how when the fully ordained monks gather together for confession ceremony every 15th fortnight, right? They recite this particular sutra, the sutra of individual liberation. And among these four seers, you know, one recited in Sanskrit. One recited in Pali. And there are another two languages, you know, recited by two different masters. Because of that, you know, the Vaishika school separated into four groups. And they're kind of split out, you know, first four, and then eventually further split, you know, and then they become like the 18 groups of Vaishika. And then within these different groups, you know, they had these arguments, you know, they had these disputes to each other. How do you call that? Dispute? Kind of pressing one's, you know, tradition and criticizing others, kind of that kind of thing, you know, arguments among them. And the third conference was in order to settle the arguments of these 18 different groups of the Vaishika school. So the older Vaishika, the older schools, all the divisions of Vaishika school, each one of their tradition is actually kind of correct tradition,
so
and correct teaching. They're actually following the correct teachings of the Buddha. Each one of them, there's no actual problem. You know, there's no. So the third one is in order to show that they have third conference. Do you understand that?
Each is correct.
Each one of these, you know, the teachings they're followed by these 18 different groups are correct, the correct means they are real, you know, accord with Buddha's teaching. Yes. And during the Buddha Kashyapa, there is a king named as Titi, King Titi. And this King Titi had a particular special dream. He had a special dream.
Do you
Yes. In that dream, there are, you know, groups, there are the monkeys, you know, there's a monkey who's actually covered by dirt. Kind of, you know, kind of putting dirt on other monkeys in that king's dream. Those other monkeys are actually, they are clean compared to that monkey. And also, he had a dream about an elephant who's actually exiting from through a window, as you know, walking. He's exiting from through a window. He was able to exit his entire body, but not the tail. Tail was stuck in the window. And also he had this small dream. There are these, you know, 18 people kind of sharing this, you know, piece of cloth. Piece of cloth. They are actually trying to get pulling each other, you know, pulling away.
Tugging on the cloth.
Yeah, exactly.
18 people tugging
on the
cloth.
But each one of them received the entire size of that cloth. Each one of them received one. And the king was so disturbed by these dreams, actually, and then he went to his teacher. There's an non-Buddhist teacher, and he went to the teacher and asked him. And then the teacher told him that, oh, this is really indication of, you know, a big obstacle for you. And then teacher told him that if you take somebody's life, for somebody, it's like somebody who's really close to you, it's like almost same as your heart, you know, somebody's like as close as your own heart, if you take that person or being's life, then that will dispel, take care of your obstacles. And that the king has a princess, and she was very interested in the Buddha Dharma. And the king wasn't really happy about that, you know, with her, the princess. King wasn't happy, probably. Actually, his master, the king's master, was was not happy with the princess. That's kind of like, you know, a jealousy, you know, because the king's teacher didn't like much people
about him.
And then when the king, you know, came back, returned from his teacher, and the princess was so kind of curious, you know, what did your teacher say? And then the king told her, you know, everything, you know, told me this and that. Then the princess told, you know, king, you actually consulted someone who is not qualified to ask these questions, you know, who does not know the answer for that question. So why don't you ask the Lamb of the world, which is referring to the Buddha? Why don't you ask the Lamb of the world?
Lamb.
Lamb of the world. And then, King listened to his princess and he went to the Buddha and asked the same question. And then Buddha told him, you know, you don't have to worry about this. Your dream is nothing related to yourself. Okay, so this Buddha is referring to Buddha Kashyapa. Okay, so Buddha Kashyapa told him, this is an indication that you know, things like this will happen during the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. And his disciples, his hearers and so to realize
this.
So he explained a little, you know, the first part of his dream was the monkey with, you know, dirt, kind of putting this dirt on other clean monkeys, right? That was the indication, and Kashyapa told him that is the indication in the future during the Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching. There are the bhikshus and bhikshunis who some are pure in terms of ethics, the vows, some are not. Those not holding the pure ethics who may, you know, criticize those pure, those, you know, ordained beings who hold the pure morality or the vows. And the second part of his dream was the big poor elephant, you know, was be able to exert his entire body through the window, but not the tail, right? That was the indication for the ordained beings during Shakyamuni Buddha. Be able to abandon their household life and go to the monasteries, yet they have still kind of stuck there as a householder.
Householder?
house orders, or they still cannot release this attachment for household.
You identify.
And there is 18 people, which of the 18 people are kind of pulling out this, you know, piece of cloth, right? Is because in the future during the Buddha Shakyamuni, there are people will divide in 18 groups. You know, they will just debate about Buddha's teaching, and then they divide into 18 groups. And each one of these groups of people received the full size of the cloth, right? That is, no matter, you know, which tradition you follow among these 18 different groups, attaining liberation or enlightenment still will be the same. So during the third conference, they found this particular sutra, that the dream and explanation
explained by
So therefore, you know, you guys don't worry, you know, don't have argue each other. Still the same, you know, you're still following the Buddha's teaching.
That is don't
So the story that I taught was whether it was correct or not correct, I'm not sure. So I'm humbly asking you to read, find out the story, and read it by yourself
carefully.
Yes. In terms of tantric teachings are collected, recited by Vajrasattva, Natriya, Vajrapani, Natriya, Kundusambo is a Kitagarbha, Samantabhadra. In terms of tantric teachings, Mahayana teachings are actually collected by Bodhisattvas. And particularly the tantra was collected by Vajrapani. This is you'll find this in the text, you know, the name is a Baba Vekas text called the Blaze of Reasoning. That's about, you know, Madhavika text. Okay. So you'll find all these, you know, accounts with Blaze of Reasoning.
他当老大时候，我肯定是有那种胆长的，没有像这么麻蛋了已经。
啊，三弟，啊，不能这样子了，我去，那个什么地方的？
老大时候，我从进来，我肯定是有胆长的，反正没有这种。用这个是买的我是。
Yes, after Buddha's passing away into Parinirvana, the Tantric teachings are actually Tekwachimbo, okay, the Mahayana teachings in terms of sutra and tantra of Mahayana teachings were taken to either a god realm or Naga realms. Or it is called Imogen, which is Yaksha realms and so forth. And wasn't that you know, kind of wild in the human realms for a while. And then later, when the Nagarjuna and so forth, these masters, you know, came to the world, they brought these teachings back from different realms, and revitalized, you know, the Mahayana teaching, right? And because of that, it wasn't that well known for a while. Then there's this dispute whether the Mahayana teachings are the words of the Buddha or not. So that's why in the text here it says that for those who aspire to the lessers, Buddha taught the conduct free from attachment, and those who aspire to the vast, Buddha taught the grounds and paths and perfections. And those who aspire to profound Buddha taught the conduct that is together with attachment. And furthermore, you can condense these into two. These baskets with the teachings into two, and a great and small vehicles. So this first teaching was related to the small vehicle, and second and third are the vehicles of great. The baskets of great teaching, Mahayana. And in terms of the small vehicle, lessers are divided into, lesser divided into two, the hearer and some to realize the vehicles. So in terms of sutra, there is no, you know, you cannot find a sutra which is specifically taught for hearers, or which is specifically taught for solitary realizers, or you cannot find a sutra, hearer's sutra, solitary realizer sutra, you cannot find it, which general sutra for both of them, lesser
vehicles. 다드네 티바 첨보 달았지 그바다 이 하루도 진리 티바다 리무도지 티바 쓰시다 아 니요지 그바
And in terms of great vehicle has two for the causal at Yuparu de Chima vehicle, which is referring to the perfection of vehicle and resultant vehicle, which is the Vajrayana. Vajrayana.
Tandi, so what you watch the other person was in you? To watch the other lamna, see your brother. Yoga Tonji to bottom, you get sick to what is Nietzsche.
Then what is vehicle? Right? What is yana of a vehicle? Vehicle has two types. One is referring to the subject matter, Georgia. Okay, the meaning and words which express meaning. Okay, word, the vehicle, word vehicle, and a meaning vehicle, you can say. A path, okay, the definition of vehicle would be a path which accomplishes either one's purpose or other's purpose.
What is the living of that?
In terms of meaning, there's two types of the two. One's purpose, okay, and other's purpose. Other's meaning. A vehicle which mainly emphasizes on one's purpose is called the lesser vehicle. Okay. And a vehicle which emphasizes many for others or others' well-being, and that is called the great vehicle. So the vehicle is a ride. So, okay, this vehicle has two types. One is the vehicle, one is, you know, the ride, and then second one is the vehicle of the destiny, of destination. Let's take example of Hinayana paths, like the first four learning paths, turning paths, path of accumulation of path of accumulation. He said that in the paths through which you attain the result, right? Through which you attain the final result. So that is referring to path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, and path of meditation. These are called the path, four training paths. But the person, the practitioner, the cultivating these paths are still on the training path. And then the, in terms of Hinayana, the arhats, pure arhats, solitary realizers, is the destiny. Destiny or destination? Which one is correct?
Destination.
Right? Destiny has a different meaning, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Destination.
That's it. 어찌 일단 얘랑 그 아주 늘도가 자세히 그거 이곳을 다 뚫지 말세요. 무섭습니다.
So the destination for hearers and solitary realizers are not the final destination. That's a temporary destination. Those are temporary destinations.
아 특히 나영 니도가 제비들 아 라기 그거 지금 늘도 시기는
And in Mahayana, Mahayana, there are also two types, right? The path which leads to the destination, the path, you know, through which one eventually attain the destination, right? So the path is one vehicle, and the destination is one
vehicle.
And the path of vehicles, I mean the which leads the destination, the destination in terms of Mahayana, they're the same path of accumulation, path of preparation, path of seeing, and path of meditation. And then the final the normal learning, path of normal learning, or path of the enlightenment of Buddhahood, is the destination. So that is the real vehicle. So the words or the text which explains this, you know, how to attain this final vehicle, also named as a vehicle. Named as as a vehicle. So in terms of vehicles, there are four, you know, Mahayana and the lesser vehicle, Mahayana vehicle and the lesser vehicle, great vehicle and small or lesser vehicle. And within the great vehicle, there are two. Okay, so there's a causal and resultant vehicles. And we'll stop there for tonight. Any questions?
Oh, we have a microphone just so we can get it on. No, that's okay. Let's just get it so we can record it here. Thanks.
Or again.
You have to turn it on.
Or again and Odiana, same thing and. Can you explain it a little bit?
Udyana said, but Udyana said, sorry,
audiencia dice poquito de la cancha no sé qué
es
la Oriana se dice
Oriana is the real name. Oyen is actually the Tibetans when they try to pronounce that, and they say Oyen. So, which is not correct pronunciation.
Are also called it.
One of the places in India,
the
name of
Pakistan.
Nowadays, I think this is a part of its. That particular land is within Pakistan.
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 They have this state called the Sindhu. Sindhu.
In
Pakistan. Which is very close to the ocean. Which ocean? So can you?
Okay.
Any other questions?
I have one.
Yeah.
Two things that are missing in my notes. Oh my gosh, where's the other one? Oh. According to who, he pretended he, being Shakyamuni Buddha, pretended to be the enlightened in Bodh Gaya. Who was it who said that?
According to, okay. Again, the study of the two people who came from the Dinalia, the girl named Ishmael, was on Sanji Tao, the Sri Tibet Sutis. Oh, that was Mahayana schools, referring to my two schools and Madhyamika schools. They say the Buddhas who have already attained enlightenment way before, you know, attaining right. Enlightenment of the Bodh Gaya, but that was just pretension. That is taught that you can find in a sutra called the Descent into Lanka Sutra. Descent into Lanka Sutra.
Okay, the second missing piece for me is in the first year after he passed away, King Ajanta Sath or something like that, sponsored a council of 500 arhats. And who was it who recited, was it the Tantra teachings? Or you have Ananda recited the collection of sutras and Upali recited the Vinaya teachings. What were the very first thing that was recited? Was it, did you say? Oh, Abhidharma.
Mahakasyapa.
Excellent. Yes, it was Abhidharma. Who was it who did that?
Mahakasyapa.
Akashapa.
Akashapa. Shapya. Thank you. Abby,
do you have a question?
Did the tradition of what the Buddha taught in the third wheel, which was achieving enlightenment through the use of life or the attachment, using desire or attachment to attain enlightenment, or I guess it could be called the path of the householder, of the regular householder, to use the life to attain enlightenment, did that tradition exist before the Buddha?
Before the Buddha?
Yes. Tradition of using desire to achieve, you know, the path of life to achieve enlightenment. That he taught in the third wheel. Did that tradition exist before him? Before the physical, before the Buddha Shakyamuni?
Okay.
Are you asking that?
I'm asking if the Mahayana tradition existed before the physical.
Yes, it exists before Buddha Shakyamuni.
Yes.
It wasn't in this planet, this world, it could be some other planet, you know. And if it wasn't in this this eon, it could be there in a previous eon. So in particular, you know, the Sambhogakaya, who reside in Akanishta, right? Akanishta, and the Sambhogakaya teach only Mahayana teachings.
Right. Well, my question is, did it literally, not did it exist in another realm, but did it exist on this earth?
Flourishing Mahayana teachings. But we can't say there was any bodhisattvas.
Bodhisattvas.
And before Buddha descended to this earth, okay, in Saranath, in Varanasi, in India, there are many healers and solitary realizers. Many solitary realizers.
This is the last question. Did it exist in India, in the Hindu, was it hidden or in some way this same tradition of making the exchanges, did it, if they're using the symbol of Gaya, did it exist in India in the Hindu tradition before the coming of the...
What, can you be more precise?
In the Hindu tradition,
did the
way of the, of using desire, you know, the attachment of life for the past. Hindu has that kind of path. But they do not say that is the path which leads you to Buddhahood. Okay.
It's not explicit.
Right.
They don't think that.
Right. Yeah. It's commonly taught that in order for tantric practice to be effective, one has to be already attaining a high level of attainment of the common teachings, which includes abandoning attachment. Yet the tantric teachings have been taught to attain enlightenment without abandoning attachment. That seems to be, on the surface at least, a little bit of a contradiction. Do you mind explaining a little bit about that?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
It's commonly taught that for tantric practice to be successful, to be effective, one has to already have attained a high level of achievement on the common teachings, which include abandoning attachment.
Uh-huh.
yet.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. When we talk about the common teachings, common path, which is referring to cultivation of renunciation, bodhicitta, and correct view of emptiness, those are the things common, you know, paths. In general, attachment is an object of abandonment. Okay, it's affliction, right? It's affliction, so therefore, it's object of abandonment. We need to try eradicate attachment in general. And the difference is that whether you really focus on that particular affliction, you know, be able to get rid of that attachment or not is optional, individual's choice. Which means those who be able to transform or take that, you know, attachment as a conducive condition in order to practice the path, in order to cultivate the path, they will not emphasize abandoning attachment. You understand that? Do you understand?
I understand, yeah. It seems, you know, on one hand, you have to abandon the attachment. On the other hand, you use it and transcend the attachment if you can't abandon it.
That's a chip. Churching is a big old bond that you have to do. You know what? Churching is a big lump of kitchen. She has to
send that trust down there.
Yes. In general, if you eat a poison, it definitely harms you. And that the same poison, you know, mixing with different elements of medicine, that can be a great effective medication as well. His particular Mercury is a poison in general,
right?
So the precious pill, and a precious pill made in Dharamsala is led by that. The mercury. There's mercury inside. It's like that. Attachments like that.
다 기타 médecin-là. Je ne pas tes hôtels pour le maïdia de la
Do you mind to
take? And also, you know, we throw away all this, you know, how do you call that, compost, that which helps us to grow vegetables in the field.
Well,
in general, there's something we throw away, right? Something that we abandon. Yeah,
that's it.
That's exactly how Buddha taught this, you know, these in the sutras by saying, but taking this example of Kapila Vastu is the name of a city. They have a lot of garbages, right? Lots of dirt. Actually, it's a dirt from human beings. Humans waste. Humans waste. But that's very, very beneficial for the field. Fields of the Dharamshimba. This is particular lineage, this tradition, a farmer there. You know, the farmer's field, this is very effective. And this is particularly, this is called the Dharamshimba. I don't know how to say this in Sanskrit. This is the lineage of where the Buddha Shakyamuni came from. Likewise, the attachment helps the dirt, the waste of attachment will be helpful to enhance the Buddha's teaching. Enhance the path which leads to enlightenment. So this attachment is not referring to the oral attachment, okay? This is a specific attachment. Moral attachment such as, you know, ignorance, is never ever be helpful for, you know, for us to, you know, to attain Buddhahood. So this is referring to desire attachment, and also there's a way to carry hatred as a path.
Use hatred as a
problem. Well, use hatred as a problem. That's not the term Krishna's using, but you can say that carry on hatred as, or transform hatred. But itself is not be able to serve as a path, but that can be transformed as a path.
So is it true that if for someone that has already totally abandoned all kinds of attachment, that person does not need to practice tantra?
It is said in the text, okay, by comparing these two, one is such as Arhat, you know, the Hinayana Arhat, who eventually moved to Mahayana path. And then there's an ordinary person who entered the Mahayana path from the very beginning. So who is faster when disgracing, you know, to enlightenment? And the ordinary person who entered Mahayana path is faster than the arhat who eventually entered the Mahayana path to, in order to attain Buddhahood.
아니 대학에 맡아서 다니면서도 공부 안 되던 양반이 양반이 아니 제가 되는 게 있었어.
So those who have you know, attained arhat, they are actually because of their habit of this, you know, meditating on a meditation. So they meditate a lot.
Oh, got it.
They meditate for eons and eons.
이거 봐라.
That's just it's like you know someone's sleeping deep sleep.
Oh, 근데
someone's
in deep sleep. 저는 일단 라종과 상지 메디테이션 이거 맞어. 나는 상지 말하다 나와 그 비교되는 힘들고 있어.
But I do not know whether arhats you know can practice sadhu or not. I don't know that.
하여튼
you think they can practice mantra?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, even if you are a practice tantra and you have only, I mean, a renunciation and a correct view of emptiness, and you haven't been able to cultivate bodhicitta, with this basis, if you practice tantra, then you eventually enter into the Hinayana path. You know, you attain the hero, the arahats of either hearers, And without having, you know, the renunciation, bodhicitta, the correct view of emptiness, tantric practices won't even become a cause to attain liberation. Danger, you know, to meditate on a dreadful days and recite their mantras without having the proper foundation. That's why it's highly emphasized on the common paths, the three principal aspects of paths.
Thank you.